Today on the God Pod,
start unearthing truths about the horrors that have happened.
But that makes people feel uncomfortable and sad.
That's what it means to be a good ally. Yeah. Allyship doesn't just mean, you know, wearing titty tassels at Pride.
Oh, oh shit. I feel attacked.
You've got titty tassels in a thing.
You know I do.
Oh, man.
I find it impossible to give up hope. As foolish as I am, I feel like Charlie Brown.
No, I love that you're an optimist.
I'm Charlie Brown, Mary. They keep putting the football in front of me, and I go to kick it, and then Merrick Garland's like, whoop. So anyway, guess how the right wing reacted to that?
Oh, I heard Tucker called it an insurrection.
They know what they are doing.
They're so desperate.
They know what they are doing.
I know it sounds like I'm laughing, but this is actually pain. Hi, everyone. God here. You're listening to the God Pod. Subscribe to the God Pod on your podcasting app and make sure to write us a review. We'll read your review on the pod. I'm here today with my pals, Jesus.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, and Mary Magdalene.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, Dad, happy Father's Day. I know it's a little belated, but happy Father's Day. They just celebrated that in America.
It's a day late, but you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was busy this weekend. It's a tough month. It's Pride. It's got Father's
Day.
It's summer. You know, I get a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I was snooping around in your bedroom and I found a Father's Day card addressed to Herschel Walker.
Why are you snooping in my bedroom? I'm like 33.
He's had a lot of kids coming out of the woodwork lately. Happy Father's Day to him. It was like 3 in a week.
Wow.
After he was criticizing fathers and stuff. Happy Juneteenth. I saw this poem from Langston Hughes online. I wanted to read it. Is that okay, everybody? Can I read a poem?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. It's called Tired. I am so tired of waiting, aren't you, for the world to become good and beautiful and kind? Let us take a knife and cut the world in two and see what worms are eating at the rind. I feel like that's what we do on the podcast every week.
We do. We cut open the world and we're like, what is going on?
Except
in here?
For that time where we talked about Stranger Things for like 2 episodes. That was like we were taking a break. Okay. Okay. But it is, recently Juneteenth. And what is that for those who don't know?
Should I do the black lady thing and educate you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, please, for the love of me.
Fine. Juneteenth is a day that has been celebrated by folks in Texas. So, as y'all know, there used to be, quote unquote, slavery in the United States of America.
Right, right.
Many would say that it's still going on.
Right.
So, when slavery was abolished, a number of plantation owners did not tell the people that they had enslaved that slavery was abolished.
Bastards!
And so it took folks, you know, in 2 years in Galveston, Texas, to eventually find out that they had been free.
Because they didn't have cell phones.
Precisely. And so folks had to, you know, go down and give them the news of their freedom. And so I think it's a wonderful holiday that commemorates the fact that, you know, especially for Black Americans, you know, we're not free until everybody is free. And I think it's a completely beautiful sentiment that like undergirds that whole thing and the whole holiday. And it's also a commemoration of the fact that white people keep secrets.
It only became a federal holiday last year, so this was the first year
we were celebrating. There's been lobbying for a number of years trying to get it recognized as a federal holiday. There's folks who are on both sides of that who are very much for it because it helps to elevate the history that is so often forgotten. And there's folks on the other side where, you know, it's kind of sometimes disrespectful to have a Juneteenth sale or to do what the Walmart mm-hmm. family almost tried to do, which was to trademark the word Juneteenth and start using it to sell frickin' ice cream. Also, it was an ice cream flavor that was directly a copy of a black-owned brand, I think. So it's just like America does do this thing where
they always find a way to ruin everything.
Exactly. Everything. And it commercializes capitalism. Stuff. So it's still cool, though, that at least that history gets to be elevated. So that's why we got Juneteenth.
I saw this tweet from Ryan Mack who says, my favorite corporate Juneteenth moment is when Elon Musk told Tesla and SpaceX workers that Juneteenth was considered a U.S. holiday, then later clarified that employees who wanted to observe it would have to take a paid time off day.
Oh, my God. How about you?
The same man who is like being sued by his black employees for
yes
okay for you know racism and discrimination okay all
right. Here's how he does it.
Elon Musk on June 19th, 2020, Juneteenth is henceforth considered a U.S. holiday at Tesla and SpaceX.
Great.
And that was at 10:05 a.m. 10:42 a.m. responding to someone else who says, really nice gesture, Elon Musk, on providing a paid holiday.
Well, actually,
30 minutes later, basically, it does require use of a paid time off day, which is true of many other holidays. You motherfucker.
He said henceforth. I thought that was
it's a good colonizer ass accent you got there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Am I nailing the Afrikaner?
Yeah. Yes, brother.
So, I have a question. How come racists want people to remember Confederate generals through their statues and their flags of the Confederate Army that they're always flying everywhere? But remembering the day slavery ended is not okay. That's woke in their world. Why is it that only one history is allowed? Because I think we should be critical of that. Maybe there's some kind of like critical race theory that can be formed to investigate this. What do you think?
They know exactly what they're doing. It's important when you have, well, tried to conquer a people, that you control the narrative about what that looked like. And so this is just part of, you know, systemic and systematic racism, because it's very conscious on their part. They know exactly what the fuck they're doing. It's not like, oh my god, we enslaved you guys. No. Crazy.
Something that's negative so from crazy. The past.
What? We're so sorry we did that. Have a discount. Like, we're so sorry.
Let's remember all the history, including the part. I mean, this is like a good thing, but a bad thing, and that's. Mm-hmm.
And if it makes you uncomfortable, good, lean into that. It's mm-hmm. necessary for you to lean into that, because that's how we start, you know, decolonizing, if you've ever heard the term.
What does that mean?
I mean, practically, it means like when like colonizers leave, but like leave a conquered nation or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the sense
okay,
I'm
trying
yeah. to
so
use
I, it. Okay, yeah. So I Googled it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The action sense, or process. Okay.
Yes. The action or process of that. But in the sense I'm trying to use it, it's like a conscious effort to start looking at the world from a lens that is not whiteness. And most importantly, to start to tear down structures that uphold whiteness. So one of the very first things, this is the last point, very, very first things you must do in the process of decolonizing is speak truth and start unearthing truths about the horrors that have happened. Once that process is necessary.
But that makes people feel uncomfortable and sad.
And then that's what it means to be a good ally.
Yeah.
Allyship doesn't just mean, you know, wearing titty tassels at Pride.
Oh, shit. I feel attacked.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you,
wow.
You've got titty tassels in a thing.
You know I do.
Oh, man. You know, you gotta have them. Titty tassels, a thong, and it'd be like, I'm here as an ally. I just love it.
I
want to
see
amazing.
That in the God Pod album artwork. Add those.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Wow.
Do you be practicing? Do you get them to do the twirl?
Don't try to get me to detitify tassel. Titty tasselify.
Tasselify titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should practice if you're going to do it. Because there is a technique to it. You got to use your knees.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the knees.
I've also really been told I'm really good at twerking. So watch out, world.
Oh, you popping it?
It's not that hard. Apparently, you just like let the blubber fly.
My favorite song from Sherman Showcase. I don't know if you've ever seen Sherman Showcase, but there's a song called Drop It Low for Jesus, which I love more than anything. And I know all of the words too, so I won't bother y'all, but please drop it low for Jesus. It's my shit. I love it.
Get low.
Adding this to my gym playlist when please I'm doing my squats.
Please. So, you know, now all I can think about is God dropping it low.
That was my goal. Pretty smooth, God.
Yes. Remember, humans, made in your image. So if you're twerking, you know, if God's twerking, you're twerking too. That's what it is.
I just want to make it big on TikTok, and I'm pretty sure it involves twerking.
I can help.
So, Space Jesus.
Return of the Space Jesus!
Star Wars Twitter account blasts response to Pride content, which was demanding don't make Star Wars political.
Star Wars. Don't make that political.
So, the official Star Wars account had a Celebrate Pride Month tweet. This person responded, "Don't make Star Wars political." To which the Star Wars account itself responded, one, queer characters existing isn't political. Two, Star Wars is literally in our name.
That's an incredible tweet for an official account.
And I just want to say, good job, team.
Yeah.
For responding back. And then it's just the other responses to this tweet, I mean, as a Star Wars fan, I'm happy that they're, you know, clapping back. Mm-hmm. But the amount of ignorance just out there, there was someone else who responded to them saying, "The Pirate King says, should we expect taxation as theft messages or is it just leftist politics?"
But isn't, I'm not a Star Wars person at all. Right. Mm-hmm. Ain't the whole premise of the shit like Tatooine was like a conquered with like
it's very political. It's more. Yeah, and literally someone responded to that, taxation is theft. The Phantom Menace, the first couple sentences, turmoil has engulfed the Galactic Republic. The taxation of trade routes to outlying star systems is in dispute.
Oh my gosh.
The first episode, first paragraph. What do you want? Okay. And then, my favorite response is from Bob Silverwind on Twitter, who said,
Silverwind.
One, they responded, you know, when they copy the format, like, oh, you wanted to go one and two on us, huh, Star Wars? I'm going to. One, the politics beg to differ. What? Oh, because they were responding to the idea that queer characters existing isn't political. And they're saying, oh, we disagree that existing, just queer characters existing is political to them. They won't concede
because
that.
Because they don't want queer characters to exist.
You're not allowed to have any more queer or black characters or anybody.
Let's lean into it. Everything is political.
Yes.
Living, existence is political. Why?
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, especially if you're living under what America is, it's political, unfortunately. People will politicize your existence.
They love to quote 1984 and George Orwell. Basically said that everything is political.
It's political. Already. It absolutely is, unfortunately. And I would love everyone to be naked and running through a stream like God intended, but you know, we're here. So let's lean into it. It's fine. It's cool.
So Bob goes on to respond to the second point about how Star Wars said Star Wars is literally in our name. And Bob says, two, descriptor of content, not intent. What? What? So they described the content as it's about politics, but you're not allowed to, you know, have politics in the thing. Okay. Number three. Sorry, go ahead. Go on.
Trekkies read, okay? Please, if this happens to the Trekkdom.
Oh, it's happened. I am sorry, Mary. I got
what?
It is totally.
I don't be in those dark reaches of
it
space.
It happens like it happens every time there's a new show. There's someone going, excuse me, but when did Star Trek become woke? It happened.
It literally was an article we discussed
it on the show. You weren't there that day, sadly, but we discussed.
I'm fucking punch you in the fucking face, you fucking bastard. Don't fucking do this.
They did it. You Fox bitches. News had an article about how the new Star Trek Strange New Worlds has gone woke because they dared to reference the January 6th attacks.
If you limit my ability to be able to hold moral superiority over fucking Star Wars people, I swear to God.
Oh, it's gone. You never had it. No.
No.
All right.
No.
I know.
But we're not represented by the worst of us. God damn it.
Bob goes, so let's finish up with Bob. Bob says, number three, you're a brand rep on a PC managing the Twitter of a company. You suck at marketing by alienating potential customers. Four, Star Wars is a Christian story. Anakin is space Jesus.
What?
Thus why it got wide appeal. Star Wars is a Christian story. Anakin Skywalker, aka Darth motherfucking Vader, is space Jesus. In Bob's world, Darth Vader is Jesus.
I'm offended.
Jesus,
how
comments?
Dare
Do you? Have
you
any comments?
How dare you compare me to Darth Vader? I am the opposite of such a horrible man. Now, I'm not as big of a Star Wars fan as God, so you might be able to throw on a stronger defense here, but
sure.
No,
no problem, Jesus. This is okay. Wrong on so many fucking levels, okay? If anything, Anakin Skywalker is space Satan. Okay.
Actually, that works.
Obviously.
That works.
And if anybody is space Jesus, it's clearly fucking Obi-Wan.
Aww.
Okay, he looks just like you. And he did die to save his friends.
Lucifer was the morning star, an angel. He was prized. And then he asked some questions and got sent down and challenged a little bit of authority and thanks. And then he became space Satan. Satan.
Space Satan. Space Jesus. But how revealing it is that these right-wing people see, like, Vader, the bad guy, as the hero.
Yeah.
You know who else I've heard is a Jesus allegory? Ash from Pokemon.
Oh, I'll take that. Sure.
Yeah.
Gotta catch
Ash
them all.
Ash was going from town to town, you know, like, collecting Pokemon like disciples.
But yeah. I feel like we need to try and make a Space Jesus franchise.
That'd be fun.
Jesus, like, there's money to be had, you know.
Space Jesus.
I just saw
the savior
new
of the universe.
Buzz Lightyear movie, so I'm all hyped up on space and astronauts right now, so I could definitely get down with
that. How was it?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
How was that kiss? How was that moment?
Oh, my God. So there was a much publicized lesbian kiss. It's the first one in a Pixar movie, I believe. Disney had originally cut it after this whole don't say gay backlash. They decided to add it back in. I am not joking. This lesbian kiss happens, and then one of the two lesbians dies 30 seconds later.
Not the trope. Oh, my God. They did the trope?
They killed her off immediately.
They do this
so they
every
sent
time.
They sent a message.
Right. This is what happened. Don't worry, any homophobes watching this. We just killed the lesbian who had the kiss. You don't have to deal with her anymore.
So here's
That's
the thing.
That's how I took it.
Jesus, well, this is a very established trope in cinema, both in queer movies with, you know, and also in, like, regular ones.
The black character dies first.
Yes. And also, if there's two women in love, one of them will not survive. It's, like, canon.
Literally, there's a, kill your lesbians trope. I mean, it's happened multiple times. It's shocking.
And when you think about how horror movies used to, like, you know, try to put in those quote unquote family values, you know, teenagers, they're having sex, instantly killed.
Right, right.
Right.
Now, I
don't have sex, teenagers.
I will say she died 30 seconds later because it was part of a montage, but still, she died 30 seconds after the kiss in the cut of the movie. And
so
I just
you weren't
thought,
pleased.
I was not pleased. It was also a blink and you miss a kiss. Shocker. I didn't need him to make
obviously.
Out, but once again, you know.
I mean, come on. It's Disney.
And there were hints of the lesbian relationship leading up to the kiss. So there was that too. That's fine. But yeah.
Out of 10, how many Space Jesus thumbs do you give it?
Like the movie on a whole or the lesbian kiss specifically?
lesbian kiss specifically.
You know. Because it's the first. Here's the thing I'll say about this.
Pew pew.
A lot of kids might be going to see this movie. And I think it's nice that they will see two people who are the same sex kissing one another. So it's good from that angle. I'll give it a 7, the kiss.
Okay.
And the movie, also a 7.
Does anyone else here watch The Boys?
I don't.
I have not finished this season.
Ooh. So you're not up to date on the latest season, but you have been watching it.
I have watched the first episode of this.
That's
season.
Okay, but that's enough to talk about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically there's this character, Jesus, who is like Superman.
Okay.
But, and it's this world of like DC characters. There's like a guy called the Deep. He's basically Aquaman. There's another one that's like Wonder Woman.
Yep.
But like they have this power, but it makes them very corrupt. Mostly like Homelander is the Superman character, and he's super duper fucking evil. Okay, and it has been the entire time. I mean, this is not like a spoiler alert or anything from the first episode. And basically, so Redditors who are discussing the show are freaking out because they've been rooting for this character who's also kind of like a white supremacist.
Who, Homelander?
Yeah. They've been rooting for this character, and now it's very clear that he's the bad guy, right? More than
like
ever.
It was clear. From
it was
the
always
beginning.
Clear. I know. But they're like heavy-handed. This is done. This is satire done. Like Seth Rogen's involved, but now they're just like very clearly, like erasing any doubt of what their messages are. Right? I don't know what it is. They finally realize he's the fucking bad guy. And they know he's the bad guy now. Or maybe they always knew. But they want the bad guy to be revealed, to just be misunderstood and then redeemed so they don't get uncomfortable. And
which
I feel
is
like
why
it's the same thing as Darth Vader.
We don't need that Joker musical that was teased.
Satan. Satan never takes a play off. Holy fuck, Satan. I got words for you on the next time I talk to you.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? I saw this on Twitter. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's apparently they're teasing a Joker sequel.
Oh, it's true.
A musical starring Lady Gaga. Now, love an unhinged mess as much as the next person. However, I don't think in this time, which is why I was also concerned about Why the Last Man. I don't think in this time that we're going through that these people need more media that they can quote unquote relate to. Where it's just like, we're misunderstood because they want to kill black people and think women should be, like, enslaved. Like, I don't.
Wait,
I don't
you lost me. Yeah. Who is that? The
Like the right wingers, the folks
men.
That are angry white men who are congregating on Reddit and 4chan and all
that.
Oh,
right. And they're rooting. They're trying to enjoy pop culture.
Yeah. We don't need another anti-hero for them to see themselves
in. They view it through their lens. Right.
And we don't need another one.
So Joker, they claimed Joker, thus ruining it for anyone who just maybe likes it as a movie on their own. You're not allowed to like the Joker movie, basically. Right? Did I get that right?
I don't know that you're not allowed to like it. It's just, I think, how many more anti-heroes, do we need for them to see themselves in, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll never make the connection that they're the bit like, oh, are we the baddies? And that's the thing is like they think they're the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch a movie or a show where clearly, it's very clear who the villain is. And you find yourself rooting for the villain, like, they made some good points. You might be the bad guy. You might be the bad guy.
Yeah, like, if it's obviously an anti-hero, like, they write those characters to play with you and make you question. Mm. Oh, okay.
And people can't handle that anymore.
They can't. I don't. Annie Leibovitz said this. She said she's not sure if we're still a smart audience as a podcast.
No, you humans never were.
Yeah.
They never were.
She said in the 50s, maybe, like 60s, possibly. But now, it's done.
Take a deep look in the mirror, folks, if you're rooting for the villain. And if you know someone who's rooting for the villain, like, just, you know, or someone that's, you know, like, drifting to the dark side of the internet, tell them to, like, shut the fuck up. It's not cool. It's not cool to be that way.
I'm going to say it again. If you
are
near or in contact with any young white people, please check what they are texting their friends, especially in that little catchment area of like 11 years old to 14.
Yeah. And you know what I was saying? It spreads so much through like video game, Discord chat servers. And you know, there's no like seeing the other person anymore when you're
exactly.
talking to them.
Yeah. Because they're dehumanizing people. So check what they're watching on Twitch, who their Twitch like follow. Check all of that stuff and start having conversations with them about memes that might look like just memes, but they're not. Rape culture, that's how it starts. It's with jokes, you know? So we just got to take a little bit more responsibility.
It's not cool, bros.
People. It's not, man.
You're fucking stupid and not funny.
Now I'm off the soapbox. I'm not thinking anymore. I've checked that.
That's enough thought for today. Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
Let's move on to Ask God.
This question is from Meg. At God, will my cat go to heaven when he dies? He just knocked a candle off the bed headboard shelf directly on my face. Agent of destruction, but so cute. Will his cuteness be enough to ignore his chaos?
I'm sorry, no.
What?
No. Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. I was going to say...
Cats already, I'm like, you're suspect.
I'm not a cat fan either. But, Meg, do you forgive your cat? If you forgive your cat, then I think...
Knocked a candle off the bed? Directly on your face? Was it a Yankee candle? How big was this candle?
Was it lit?
How expensive was this candle? Was it lit? Was it lit? Oh, shit.
Right? That's an important question.
Wow, Space Jesus.
And this is why all dogs go to heaven, because they don't plan homicide.
They don't do shit like this. Exactly.
If you forgive your kitty, then I allow your kitty to go to heaven. I can't speak for God, though.
I will review it at the next scheduled parole hearing for...
I really just
Chaos.
Think purgatory is a bunch of cats just like climbing stuff. Because they can be real cuddle like bugs, but they can also.
They love
you
it.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So purgatory is just them. There's cat purgatory.
Well, speaking of getting into heaven, Dr. V said, God, is there a dress code to get into heaven?
Is there a dress code to get into heaven? I mean, kind of.
To get in?
I mean, to get in, I think it mostly comes down to your ethical and record, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I would say no. I mean, I'm just wearing a fucking, like, robe
the
whole time.
He does the muumuu thing.
I'm wearing a muumuu.
It's comfortable
so,
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say if you're wearing corduroy and a bow tie, I don't know.
Automatic. send to hell.
I try not to let it affect my judgment, but...
Well, I think maybe Dr. V's point is, like, a job interview, you show up, you're hopefully well-dressed, so you can make the right impression.
Yeah, but when you get to heaven, who knows how you're dressed? What if you just woke up and you're on the toilet?
That's true. So always wear some nice clothing.
That's unfair. That's unfair. And just for the record, if that happens, yes, you then come to heaven in your underwear.
Yeah, but we got some Goodwills up here. We've got some thrift stores. You can find some new clothes. You'll be okay.
That's how it works, folks. This is canon now. For Space Jesus 1, 2, and 3 through 9.
You will get to see me in my space.
Return of the Space Jesus.
Return of the Space Jesus. Okay, and final question. This is for me. So from Lord Bacon, XXV. So Jesus, have you done anything big for Pride Month?
Ooh.
I like how he included the word big. I feel like that's very purposeful. Besides my orgy with all 12 disciples every day in June, let me see. I did.
That's a lot. You're doing too much, bro.
You got to go all out. This is my Christmas.
Are y'all being safe?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Everybody's on prep. I watched Hello, Victor. That's the new gay season 3 of this gay series that's been airing on Hulu and now Disney Plus since Disney sang gay again. I saw Fire Island.
Now we get to the real answers of how Jesus is actually spending it. The orgy thing didn't happen.
What?
But he is
not that you know
watching
of.
Shows.
Yeah, well, you know, these networks like to release all their gay content on Pride Month, during
right,
Pride Month.
Of course, there's so much.
Yeah. The other 11 months of the year is a gay desert. There's
straight
nothing
year,
new.
Straight yeah. white year.
Right. So, yeah, I've been watching some gay media. I've watched some of your Pride parades down there on Earth. Everybody's doing a great job. Always a fun time.
Are they? I feel like Pride parades aren't like as in your face as they used to be, and I want them to.
Well, what do you mean? Like, if you go
I
to one,
I feel like
it'll be
hasn't there been this like people criticizing too much sexuality at Pride parades, and so that's therefore it's been sort of decreased in some.
Okay, I'm so happy you brought this up.
Yes,
if you are queer and you are one of the people talking about Pride being too sexual, you are appropriating fascist talking points. Absolutely. You are appropriating fascist talking points. You are using the same logic that they are using to call queer people groomers. Okay? There are Pride family friendly events. You can take your children to that if you have young people with you. But part of the things that whiteness and white American society sees
repression.
As vulgar. Yes.
Right.
Vulgarity is absolutely necessary for a healthy fucking society.
And so the whole point of those parades
yes.
being like that was to be in your face as a fighting back.
It's a revolutionary standpoint. And
that
frankly,
is why I will not stop wearing my titty tassels. I have them on right now.
Yep. It's
here
necessary.
We go. Woo!
Everyone should commit to it. Pride is too sexual. Pride was a riot, first of all. So it's just because it's, you know, it's now colors and corporate sponsored doesn't mean y'all have to bring heteronormativity and, you know, trying to appeal to it to Pride. No, Pride's gay as fuck. We're going to keep Pride gay as fuck. Gay as fuck means leather daddy's there. It means everybody.
Deal with it.
Deal with it
like you used to.
Stop appropriating fascist talking points. Use critical thinking. I believe
this,
in you.
This is a good transition for our next segment, which is called Homophobia Month Continues. And it's kind of sad because it is Pride Month, but it feels like it's Homophobia Month. Because is it me or the bigotry has been like...
They turn it
up
during Pride Month, it seems.
Yeah. Right before Pride Month hit, there was an attack on a gay bar in Brooklyn, New York. Somebody walked in and set it on fire. So I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
We're going through something right now. All the straight people are like, oh, my God, happy Pride. And all the gay people are like, girl, this might be the last one.
Our bars are on fire.
There's been extremists targeting Pride and drag queen events. They got caught like 31 terrorists were on their way in Idaho, right?
Yeah, Patriot I saw Front. That.
Patriot
yeah.
Front. They all got arrested, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's scary. It's they're really this don't say gay thing. It started with that. Now they're and using the word groomer, and now it's terrorism and violence.
And they're trying to make people afraid because they understand that once folks start being fearful, yeah. it works. And they know what they're doing too, because they're, I don't know if you saw this thread online, they're very conscious. There's a right winger who mentioned, I'm trying to find it, he said.
Yeah, it's this douchebag. I'm not going to say his fucking name.
Fuck him.
Because I don't believe in that. But he said conservatives should start using the phrase trans stripper in lieu of drag queen. It has a more lurid set of connotations and shifts the debate to sexualization. Drag queens in schools invites a debate. Trans strippers in schools anchors an unstoppable argument. Let the left try to nitpick the phrase. We can say that trans is a stand-in for transvestite, and we can show videos that are undeniably strip shows. So what all of this means is they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yes.
They are intentionally exacerbating hatred and changing the language in real time on Twitter to make it seem more extreme than what it is and scare parents. All of this involves, this is a classic moral panic, okay? Which is, have you ever seen the movie Footloose?
Of course.
Okay. That was about like, oh, you're not allowed to dance, Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Because, you know, sex and the Bible says no. And that's what it was in the movie Footloose. This is going after being gay or being trans. And they're trying to scare. That's also, by the way, coincidentally, what this whole woke like hysteria is amongst people, parents that are confused and trying to scare them, right?
Would you consider actually saying his name? Because I think it's pretty important to say his name because I'm reading more about him, coming to find out that he's the main architect of this backlash we're seeing against critical race theory. Like he's inventing.
Oh, he did the same thing with critical race theory. Yes, yeah.
He's inventing.
Telling people what to say. Yeah, it's.
He's inventing these issues.
It's crazy. You know, they're just doing it out in the open, like. Inventing, you know, ways to make people more angry.
Absolutely.
And hateful. And it's sad because that has real world consequences of an increase in violence and spreading fear. And it's disinformation, I would say. And so, you fucking bastards, don't you ever take a few plays off in Pride Month, damn it! Damn you! The Texas GOP recently just said that in their new charter, the Texas GOP convention, first of all, they banned the Log Cabin Republicans. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
The Log Cabin Republicans, in case you didn't know, folks, those are gay Republicans. And yeah. They are no longer allowed in the Texas Republican Party.
Yeah. They got canceled.
They yeah. realized, and I want folks to just, I'll leave you guys with this. I think the Republican Party has realized that banding together over hatred.
Works.
And it works. And not just hatred. I will call it the systemized, like it's systemic and systematic marginalization of people is what their ticket is going to be. To resist that, people have to be willing to tell the truth and find out facts. Crime's going down. It's not like scary black people coming to get you. Like it's not that.
It's all about fear.
It's all about fear. And it's not scary gay people trying to make your kids gay.
And if you saw Dune, by the way, you'll know that fear is the mind killer. I'm such a nerd. And the reason that they like to spread fear is because they want to kill your mind. They want to fuck your brain. And take control of it and suck out your brains like they're Vecna, you know, and Stranger Things.
Meanwhile, they keep getting caught up with, what is it, adultery, a little bit of sex trafficking, a little bit of, you know, used to be a sex worker, or you know, all of these things. They're very conscious of their hypocrisy, but they've decided that power is more important than anything else.
The Texas Republican Party just voted to approve new language to their platform that declares Biden is not legitimately elected, which is insane, and they know it's not fucking true. Okay, they know that's not true. Two, declares homosexuality an abnormal lifestyle choice, which is just wrong on every single fucking word. First of all, choice, very debatable, not that it should matter. Calls to require kids be taught that life begins at fertilization.
So no abortions.
So they're going insane, hardcore.
They've doubled down.
Double, triple down. Yeah.
And if you are against this rhetoric, again, stop focusing on how you identify yourself of, oh, I'm a lefty or I'm a Democrat, or all of those things don't matter. If you heard what was just read and you are against it, that's all. Start uniting off of that and start finding ways.
Well said. Like, this is evil, and it's out in the open, and there has to be a moment where, you know, it's a hard, really hard moment for someone to realize that they are, in fact, have fallen into a cult of evil.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there are people all along the spectrum who maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're somewhere along, you know, the path towards radicalization, or maybe you're totally on the side that this is wrong. But just, this is what's happening, and it's scary. I don't understand how America could go so quickly.
I know.
This insane.
It does feel like money. It's moving very fast. Money, you said?
Money. And also, it's not that quick. This is what, like a 40-year plan?
Yeah.
So we're seeing the culmination of it, but it's a lot of fucking money. Yeah.
Sometimes I hear people talk about, like, the pendulum, you know, of American politics, like it swings left and right. I feel like it's been swinging right for a long time, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. Pretty scared. Yeah. God scared for y'all. I'm watching up here in heaven, and I'm like, damn.
I know.
Okay, Candace Owens just called for the state to take away children. Candace Owens, if you don't know, is another right-wing charlatan. Okay, from the Daily Wire, just like Ben Shapiro. She says the state should take away children from parents of trans kids and parents who take their child to drag queen story hours.
I truly do not understand this whole drag
queen.
She's
literally calling for the government to take away people's children. That sounds like some real fascist shit.
Yeah. And a reminder, none of this is a choice. I saw a point brought up a few weeks ago that I really liked. Gay kids are raised with all this straight Disney content. None of it turns us straight or keeps us from turning gay.
I saw that. Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, so similarly,
it's just there's quick so many holes.
Lesbian kiss in Buzz Lightyear and a drag queen aren't going to do anything to change a straight kid. So,
but I don't know, and I don't have the answers, but why the attacks seem very orchestrated around children now, I guess it's something parents and their fear is something
scaring parents.
Like,
yeah, exactly. That's 100% what it is. Same thing as what they did with critical race theory.
Turning attention away from the Uvalde shooting. I mean, this drag race stuff just popped up right after Uvalde.
No, it's been happening. They've been doing it. Oh,
the drag race stuff specifically.
They probably got it down to a spreadsheet and a calendar for the day they're going to keep amplifying it throughout the year as it gets close to an election.
I don't put that past. Steve Bannon is the reason why, you know, a lot of this stuff. So he really was an architect around this stuff, and I don't put it past them at all.
Yeah,
and
they're diabolical.
We have to be as organized, if not more. So really, again, it doesn't matter what you say, you call yourself. If you are seeing what's going on in the country and you're like, that's wrong, I don't fuck with it, this is against my principles and my beliefs, who I know myself to be as a person, let's roll up them sleeves. It's a little bit more than voting. We got to do a little bit more than voting. A lot more than voting, actually.
I think this is the classic mistake that evil makes. Okay? They've gone too far. Now they're going way too fucking far. And when you take the mask off of, by the way, Oh, look, it's Emperor Palpatine. Like, there's a lot of people, thankfully, who are like, whoa, this is too fucking far. There are people. There's a lot of good people.
It's important. It can start with something as simple as just getting to know your neighbors, right? Talking to your neighbors. Because, again, if you're a parent, you and your ability to communicate to other parents will be much better because you'll be able to talk to them on an issue that you relate on. Talk to your neighbors. See if there are any community organizations in your neighborhood, in your community that's already doing work around mutual aid, getting people food, or that's already working with marginalized communities like trans folks and Black folks, and just see how you can help. If you code, I'm sure they need websites. If you, there's so much that we all can do just in little ways. Again, paint your own corner of the sky blue.
Just having empathy.
That's it.
Empathy, if you do nothing else, give empathy a chance. The only thing that's going to save the world or hold whatever is left together is there's these forces of fear and hatred. You know, love gets overplayed. I mean, when you hear love, you know, everyone's got a complicated relationship with love. Empathy, I like better. It's a little more targeted to what's needed. Empathy and ethics. Empathy and ethics. And that's what I'm hoping for, humans. Well,
it's hard, but you know, I'm happy we talked about it. You know,
I am too.
Yeah, well said.
I am too.
I see the podcast as just a way to educate people on what they might not know is going on, and I hope it inspires people to do a little bit more. So, thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this January 6th shenanigans.
Yeah.
So by the time this podcast comes out, another hearing will have happened that we won't even be able to cover yet. But did you see our friend Walter Masterson, who we interviewed right here on the podcast, who is a guy, a TikToker, who's got a million followers. He goes to these Republican conventions and events and just interviews people.
He was at the insurrection.
He was at the insurrection.
Yeah.
Okay, because this was a chance for him to get some funny content.
Right. He didn't realize, of course, what was going to happen.
He didn't realize what it was going to be.
Yeah.
But they used a video of him talking to Trump supporters in the hearings.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Evidence. Yeah.
It's insane to me.
I know. And he posted this TikTok of himself watching himself. It's pretty good.
I mean, you know what? The larger world might not notice, but we see it, Walter. Legendary. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, he like, contributed to the
hearings. Your
comedy
video made it into the national record.
Yeah, he was interviewing an insurrectionist who believed him to be a real like journalist at the time.
Yeah.
So, Wow. Yeah, good for you, Walter.
Damn. But yeah, lots of things happened in the, you know, people are like, people that are hating on this because they love Trump, they think that nothing is being revealed. That's not true. Or
No. Nothing
new. And therefore, if it's not new, then it doesn't matter. They are like cementing for history what actually happened here. One of those things was that Trump literally scammed his supporters out of $250 million for a non-existent fraud fund. And like, you know, I know his supporters don't care, but I think there are people who do care, whose minds are being changed because they're watching this, because they literally haven't been exposed to any of this. It happened, you know, one of the things that happens when a big news event like January 6th happens is all the information happens so fucking fast.
Yeah.
And if you're on Twitter, you might catch a lot of shit, see information that you wouldn't get otherwise if you're just watching the news. Because there's just so much data to download, so much information. And so it's good that they're doing this because people are learning things that they maybe didn't get the first time. Maybe they were so busy just being shocked
that
their brain wasn't working at the time.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, all the information was coming out at different times. The timeline was hard to wrap your head around. The hearings are presenting a very clear, organized, coherent picture of everything that went on.
But even just getting all the data from the hearings, the new shit, is a lot.
There's
so much that goes into this. I'm trying to focus on some of the funnier shit that happened here, but one of the things that caught my eye was Trump, this is new, when trying to convince Pence to overturn the election by himself, which is insane, Trump said to Pence, "I don't want to be your friend anymore if you don't do this."
God.
And it's like, are you 5 years old?
Exactly. I was picturing somebody saying that on a elementary school playground.
At the same time, I could imagine myself saying that shit. Damn.
Well, and it also came out, I don't know if this is the first time, but they were talking about how Trump called Pence over the phone a, quote, pussy. He used that word over the phone to Pence.
I thought it was that he hung up the phone and then called him a pussy.
I think he
we
got to
be very careful here, Jesus.
I'll double check it, but
you don't want to have to issue a correction. All right.
So
we don't know what happened, but the P word was used.
No, I'm looking at the headline again. Trump called Mike Pence the P word on the phone.
Oh, wow.
In a January 6th phone call.
And Pence wasn't moved to change his mind to overturn the will of 81 million voters?
Right.
Shocking, shocking.
Right. Ivanka confirmed this, too. She was like,
wow. And there was some interesting news. Ginny Thomas, who's the wife of Clarence Thomas, right, who, literally texted tons of texting, tons of talking to people to try and get them to do something to overturn the election. Okay. They're not going to talk to her. They're going to try and get her in to talk. And she, for her part, is like, oh, good, I can clear the air. So,
oh, really? She's down for
this? I'm excited. Good. I'm grabbing my popcorn. And there was a Facebook group that apparently she's the admin of called Frontliners for Liberty that could be a new focus in the investigation also. So exciting stuff going on. Trump is not very happy. He tweeted on his own Twitter the other day, Truth Social, all caps, "I demand equal time," whines Trump, which equal time, weren't you the fucking president?
Yeah.
Like with the biggest Twitter account?
Mm-hmm.
And also there's Fox News and now he's got his own.
Yeah, he can go on there or OANN.
I think he gets plenty of time.
Yeah.
The irony of him demanding equal time when he was got so much exposure. It's just.
Also, I think equal time only refers to when you're running for president or running for office. Right.
And
right?
Weren't they involved in getting rid of that?
Maybe.
So it's awesome. He's not happy. A new poll, according to a new poll, a majority of Americans think that Trump should be charged over January 6th. It's now over 60%. Which
Damn.
Shows you that these hearings are working.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Which shows you that the truth apparently still has some value. Which I gotta say, fuck yeah.
But I think it doesn't have value without consequences. It doesn't have value without accountability. So if the Biden administration is not willing to prosecute the people who mm-hmm. caused this and who worked and we are now seeing planned this, funded it, then...
Oh, they fucking better.
I don't know if it's for
No,
them.
They better, but I will say, even if they don't, even if they do the absolutely incomprehensible move of doing nothing, okay, politically, because they think, that would... Then Republicans will get out and vote to save Trump! Who knows? Okay.
I'll say it like this. Somebody got to go to jail for this shit. Okay.
Right.
I know.
But let's say.
I don't even believe in jail, but you got to put some of the motherfuckers in the jail.
I would hope that in the long term, the court of public opinion, I think it does matter.
No.
But.
People are too fickle.
I hope they do something. According to this article from Newsweek, Trump may be charged for trying to overthrow election by the end of the month.
Happy Pride.
I want him in the jail. I want. His hair plugs, put him in the prison. No offense.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis told the Associated Press that she expects to come to a decision on whether her office will charge the former president by June 30 for allegedly attempting to overthrow the results in Georgia. Allegedly. So much effort. You know, the point of the crime where there's just so much, like, so much fucking evidence.
It's
like,
it's
when you see the word allegedly, like, okay, I get that you have to say it, but like, are you fucking kidding me?
If there was anybody who's supposed to be in the jail, it's dumb people right there. Go ahead and put them in the jail. Come on.
I would just say I am as cynical as anyone else, okay, and bitter. But the thing about news that makes it shocking is that when it happens, you're like, a word? Really? That thing happened? No fucking way. I find it impossible to give up hope. As foolish as I am, I feel like Charlie Brown.
No, I love that you're
and they
an
keep,
optimist.
I'm Charlie Brown, Mary. They keep putting the football in front of me, and I go to kick it, and then Merrick Garland's like, whoop.
Yeah, I, you know, it might.
I'm a hopeless fool.
I've been
you
black
fool,
a long
God. You
time.
Fool.
I've been black a minute.
Yeah.
So based off of that, I do not have that built in. I think nobody gonna go to jail. Maybe like some of the small players.
No, yeah. I know. But there's just a tiny teetum of hope inside me somewhere. It just never dies. It never dies. Does
to
it?
The jail.
Please. Unfortunately, they did send someone to the jail. It's like, my God, because the production team for the Late Show with Stephen Colbert was arrested in the House of Congress building. Is
that
right?
That was so fucking dumb.
And Triumph, the comic insult dog, was arrested and is probably in a plastic evidence bag.
Because they overstayed, quote unquote. Overstayed their production license permit thing.
Uh-huh. So they had a permit to be there.
Stupid.
But then they stayed a little bit too long, and so they got arrested?
That's going to be some episode.
Sounds like some bullshit. So anyway, guess how the right wing reacted to that?
Oh, I heard Tucker called it an insurrection.
They know what they are doing.
They're so desperate.
They know what
I know
they
it sounds
doing.
Like I'm laughing, but this is actually pain releasing. Yeah, they said these things are the same.
I think folks are starting to see what, like, you know, people of color, black folks specifically, have known for a very long time. And that is that the fucking justice system is multi-tier.
Yeah, exactly. You know, arrest Trump, not Triumph, the comic insult dog, for fuck's sake.
You fucked up the T's. It was different T's. It was different T's.
It is? What do you mean?
No. I'm saying, like, the Trump, Triumph, I could see how they made that mistake, but, you know.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's so close, right? Exactly. I was proud of myself for noticing this. I'm not going to lie. Trump, Triumph. They arrested Triumph before Trump. It's a good capital you have there for me to poop on. How's that? Is that good?
That was a good one.
That was good. Yes!
I used to love Triumph on Conan.
Yes! You never know. Sometimes my impersonations are spot on, and sometimes they're like, that was trash. God.
It almost went no soup for you. It almost went no soup for you.
That was better than the lesbian kiss in Lightyear.
It was given soup Nazi just a smidge.
I for me to poop on. Yeah, listen, yeah. Sometimes I'll be doing impersonation on this show, and I'll be thinking to myself, man, I can't wait to hear how great they think that impersonation is. Like somewhere
Please,
in the corner.
Write
of my
it
mind,
in the reviews if
I'm
you
like,
liked it. Let
I'm like, man, I can't wait to get props for this impersonation, and then I'm done. They're like, what the fuck was that? Jesus Christ, God, shut up. Anyway.
No, we need more reviews telling us whether y'all like the impressions or not, because I thought that one was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's time for blessings and smites.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
This
I
just
wanna,
blew by.
I want to bless my 12 disciples. You know who you are. Happy Pride, guys. I'll see you later tonight.
Damn.
And I want to smite this person who compared me to Darth Vader and Anakin Skywalker. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I would like to bless us.
Oh.
Because, yeah.
Yes.
I'd like to bless us because it's very hard to to do this, you know, like enlighten people to what's going on and try our best, even though it's so fucking much.
It's like staring into the abyss.
Yeah. You know,
and trying to, one, rebut it, two, try to laugh, find
a little bit
about.
Of light. Mm-hmm. So I read this in one place, but I think this encapsulates this a little bit well, is that we are bringing truth to light and making light of the dark truths. And so, you know, bless us. It's hard. Next, I would like to curse the motherfuckers who are trying to take away my moral superiority by being a Trekkie and not being a Star Wars fan.
Yeah. Google search Star Trek woke. If you want to
I refuse. I can't. No. Guys, we're not stupid. We've never been the stupid fandom. We've been the ones.
Think again. No. In every large group, you're going to have some.
You bitches.
Yeah.
It better be like 2 to 3 people. Or else I'm gonna be. Oh, mercy. Okay. Anyways, fuck y'all. It's not even smite. Fuck you, bitches. And then, second coming, we should, I guess, talk about television more. We should. Television.
I feel like we did a good job talking about television today.
I liked it. We could do more. It's a good,
I love how often it ties into what's going on.
Man. It's almost like they intended it.
Yeah, it's almost like it's art imitating life.
It's crazy. But yeah, those are my blesses and smites.
Nice. You
know? Shout out to everyone.
I will second that blessing us. Pat on the back for us. I would like to bless everyone out there carrying on, even though there are all these dumb fucks on the internet. They've all got an opinion. Like, Darth Vader is Space Jesus and blah, blah, blah. You stupid fucks. I smite them. I smite, you know, they're ignorant. But I smite especially these people that deliberately know what they're doing in spreading disinformation and lies and fear and hatred. You fucking bastards. It's not cool. And smite them. I will smite them. Don't worry. I'm getting right around to it. Don't worry, folks. I'm writing all these smites down. You're helping a lot. I gotta be honest. It's almost like, you know how they say, like, if you do a job well, people, it's almost like you didn't do anything at all. That really applies to me a lot. It's almost like I'm doing nothing. Wait, no, because it's not going well. Fuck. That's why I need you to do the Lord's work for me. All right. Bless you all. This has been quite a journey. It flew by. I think it's time for the God's honest truth.
Give it to us.
The God's honest truth is this. Herschel Walker has no right to tell anyone how to be a good father, okay? He's a bad father, and that's coming from me. He's had like, what is it now? Like 3 kids he never spoke to, like be revealed in the last week. And that is one thing, but he's also simultaneously like one of his biggest things is berating other people for being absent fathers. And that's pretty fucking ironic. Okay. He's such an absent father. He sort of makes me look good by comparison, right, Jesus? For Father's Day?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I know I let you get crucified, but yeah. At least I spoke to you a few times, right? Right? Yeah. Herschel Walker is a lying hypocrite and a fool! And anyone who votes for him is a fool, too. And that's the God's honest truth. The Lord has spoken.